Yes, good morning once again, and welcome to the Fountain of Life Ministries Daily Inspiration. My name is Jody, and I'm looking forward to spending this week with you and continuing on in our Bible study here, our look at the teachings of Jesus in Matthew chapter 5. And as we have been going through this, we see that there are some characteristics and some attitudes that Jesus is looking for as he's addressing us, you and I, as we read through his word. We are given instruction here, and it's good for us to reflect on these things and to look at the kingdom that Jesus Christ is representing. And as we look at these things, we see that this would sometimes would be fitting to call it the upside-down kingdom, because it is so different from what man's kingdom looks like. And we talked about that a little bit. But we left off with being light of the world. You remember Jesus was saying in verse 13 of chapter 5 that we are the salt of the earth. And then in verse 14, he's talking about being the light of the world. And he's talking about that if the salt was to lose its savor, it's pretty worthless. And he said, if a man lights a candle, he's not going to put it under a bushel, but he'll put it on a stand or a candlestick so that it'll give light unto all that are in the house. And he's talking about the people that are seeking God with all their hearts, those that are representing God's kingdom here on this earth, the ambassadors for him. In verse 16, it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And I'd like to talk about that just a little bit, because sometimes we can get a little confused about some of these issues. Jesus is wanting us to be salt and light. And we talked about some of the characteristics of those, and those are good things. Salt, we know how useful that is in our life, and light, certainly. Certainly light is a good thing, and I live close to the West Coast, and right now I'm talking to you, I'm having to use a light because it's earlier. It's a couple hours earlier than what you have there, probably where you're calling in from. And so I'm here with a light on, and I appreciate lights. I need the light to be able to even see the words on the page here. And that's what light is good for. It exposes and reveals. And, you know, if we don't have light, we'll stumble around in the darkness and we'll get hurt, or we'll fall into a pit, or we'd have various problems if we were just in darkness. So God has given us light. And I'd like to talk about that just a little bit in respect to the works of God. And I think the two tie together quite nicely, but we're told here in verse 16 to let your light so shine before men. Why? So that they can see, so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And we talked about that some already, that, you know, when a man has good works, the definition of good works would be a work that glorifies God. And we see that in the life of Christ. He didn't do anything that was glorifying himself. He glorified God. And that is an example for you and I. Our good works are not those that would glorify man or glorify ourselves, but to glorify God in heaven. That was Jesus' goal. He was wanting to glorify God. And if you read through the scriptures, you'll see that was his heart. He really was here to glorify God. And God even answered him one time. He said, Jesus was praying and said, Lord, glorify your name. And I think you'll see that in Scripture. This was on Jesus' heart. This is the goal for him, was to give God all the glory. And he certainly did that. And that is the example he wants us to follow. And so we're seeing here that we are supposed to let our light shine so that men may see our good works and glorify the Father, your Father, which is in heaven. Now, I just want to talk about light just a little bit, because you and I, by ourselves, we have no light. There is nothing in us that is going to be light for this world. But as we come to God through Jesus Christ, He gives us light. The light to shine in the darkness. The truth of God's Word. He will let that come out of us like a light. And even now as I'm talking to you, I can look out and it's a little cloudy where I'm at, but I can see the moon tonight, or this morning actually, and I can look and see that moon. And you know, just looking at the moon, if you didn't know better, you might think that that moon is a light up in the sky shining for us, and it's, in a sense it is. But one of the things that is happening here is the moon is reflecting the light that's coming from the sun. It's bouncing off the moon, and it makes that moon a light to us in the night or early morning, as it is in this case. And it appears that that moon is a light shining, and I can see a little bit around. It's not just pitch dark, because that moon is reflecting the light of the sun. And see, that is a very good example of you and I living in this world, this dark world all around us, that the light from the sun, Jesus Christ, is reflecting, or He will let it reflect off of us and help us to be lights. That light is nothing that we can generate of ourselves. And so you see, this is what I believe that God wants us to do, is to reflect His light here on this earth. And that is important for us to consider and to remember as we walk out our lives here on this earth, that the light is not coming from any of our goodness or any of our good character. It's coming from God Himself. He is the source of that light and that salt that we can be here on this earth. That men may see our good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. Now, good works, again, to define good works, as we've talked about already, if it's good works, it's works that glorify the Father. Now, there are lots of things we can do to impress people, and we've talked about that somewhat, but we need to have works that will glorify God, which means it's not pointing to me, but it's pointing to God. It's not pointing to you, but it's pointing to God. When people see that, they will give glory to God and not praise man. And that's our goal here, is that we would be salt and light, and that people would see good works in us, but they'd not be drawn to a man, but they'd be drawn to God, Almighty God, our Creator. There's a longing in our hearts to worship God and to give Him glory. And that's what we're here to do. We are here to be salt and light, to draw men, to reconcile men unto God and to Him through Jesus Christ, the Mediator, the one who puts it all together. And He's the one that's doing that work in us. And I'd like to just read a couple of things. These are things that Jesus was saying about Himself, and I think you'll kind of understand what I'm talking about here as we go through this. I'm going to read from John chapter 6, and I'm going to read in verse 24, and it says that when the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, he had gone to Capernaum, and I'll let you read all the beginning of that verse there. The people saw that He was not there, neither His disciples. They also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. Now Jesus had gone to Capernaum, and verse 25 says, when they had found Him on the other side of the sea, they said unto Him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat. Excuse me here, I lost my place for a second. Eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for Him hath God the Father sealed. Verse 28, and they said unto Him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Now, this is interesting here, what Jesus gives them the answer in verse 29. Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on Him whom he has sent. Now that sounds like a strange answer. I want you to ponder that for a moment. Jesus is trying to give them something that they can deal with here. They want to know what they might do to do the works of God. And Jesus said, I want you to, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. That'd be Jesus Christ. You believe on him, that's the work of God, the works of God in a man's heart. So with that, I want to turn also to another scripture here just quickly, John 14. And again, this is a very familiar passage here, but I want to just read this and go over some things here. John 14:6, Jesus says unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And then he says, if you had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. And Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but of the Father that dwelleth with me. He doeth the works. You hear that? The Father doeth the works. Believe me, verse 11, believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I shall go unto my Father. And whatsoever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. Now see, there's an interesting thing, and I'm running out of time here, so I'm just going to cap this real quickly, but the works that Jesus was doing, he's giving credit to God. He said, God is doing that. He's the one doing this work. And he's saying that all of what his goal and the accomplishments here on this earth, he's giving credit to God. He's giving God all the glory. That's the example for you and I. And he said that whoever believes on him, the works that I do, he'll do also, and greater works. Greater works than these, because he goes to the Father, and he's an intercessor for us. And so I just wanted to bring that out to show you that even Jesus, when he was walking on this earth, he gave all the credit to God. He gave God the glory, and he was not willing to exalt himself, but to lift up his Father in heaven, which is our Father in heaven. And so I want to encourage you, and I'm trying to learn this myself. Let us give glory to God and work the works of God. One, to believe in Jesus Christ and let him work his work in us. Let God be glorified, that men would see our good works and glorify our Heavenly Father. This world is so desperately looking for somebody that's truly walking with God. There's a lot of people that name the name of Christ. A lot of people say that they're following God. This world is looking for true salt and light, and believe me, they can tell the difference. They can tell if somebody is truly being salt and light. It's very obvious. They can see God in somebody, and you can read the scriptures and see that people recognize many times when somebody was truly walking with God. So may you walk with God today and every day, each day, as you look to him. Let him be salt and light in your life, that you might reflect that into this dark world. God bless you today.